Good morning, church. Well, today is December 25th. It's another day here on this earth. It's a special day for a lot of people. There's been a lot of gift giving that's happened, and they're observing Santa Claus. And, oh, there's this little mention of this little baby named Jesus. That's what we're here for this morning. So, you know, I was thinking about that on the way over here this morning. I was thinking to myself, when Jesus was born, you could title that the beginning of the end. It was a change that was happening here on this earth. And 33 and a half years later, when Jesus died on the cross, rose again from the dead, and told the devil, come here, crushed his head and basically said, I have conquered you now. We are the New Testament church. We're here to worship God this morning. Let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you for the fact that we can just come to you now, straight to your throne room, boldly, without any intimidation or fear. And Father, as we begin to lift up our voices and give you worship and praise here this morning, we thank you once again for just meeting us here, that your Holy Spirit will be here, that we're not just singing in our own strength, but you, through your anointing, as we worship you now in spirit and in truth, are going to meet us here. And we're just going to be able to praise you like we're going to do in heaven for all eternity. But we're going to have a glimpse of it here this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is a day, this is a day that the Lord has made,
that the Lord has made.
I will rejoice,
I will rejoice,
and be glad in it,
and be glad in it.
This is the day that the Lord has made, I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart, I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made, I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad, he has made me glad, I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad, he has made me glad, I will rejoice for he has made me glad. This is a day, this is a day that the Lord has made,
that the Lord has made.
I will rejoice,
I will rejoice,
and be glad in it,
and be glad in it.
This is the day that the Lord has made, I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is a day, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart, I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is a day that the Lord has made, I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad, he has made me glad, I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad, he has made me glad, I will rejoice for he has made me glad.
Amen.
Lamp, keep me burning, keep me burning till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Give me joy in my heart, keep me praising, give me joy in my heart, I pray. Give me joy in my heart, keep me praising, keep me praising till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing
Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Make me a fisher of men, keep me seeking. Make me a fisher of men, I pray. Make me a fisher of men, keep me seeking. Keep me seeking till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Give me love in my heart, keep me serving. Give me love in my heart, I pray. Give me love in my heart, keep me serving. Keep me serving till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. I wandered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Saw the light. Just like a blind man, I wandered alone. Worries and cares I claimed for my own. Then, like the blind man, that God gave back his sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I was a fool to wander astray. Straight is the gate and narrow the way. Now I have traded the wrong for the right. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Hallelujah.
Wherever I am, I'll praise Him. Wherever I am, I'll praise Him. For His love surrounds me like a sea. I'll praise the name of Jesus. Lift up the name of Jesus. For the name of Jesus lifted me. Wherever I am, I'll praise Him. For His love surrounds me like a sea. I'll praise the name of Jesus. Lift up the name of Jesus. For the name of Jesus lifted me. Wherever I am, lifted me. Wherever
that?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Share it with each other this morning.
Lift up holy hands in one accord. Sing.
blessed be your name, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be your name, blessed be your name, blessed be your name, O Lord. Blessed be your name, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be your name, blessed be your name, blessed be your name.
Confess that Jesus. Christ is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. He is risen from the dead, and He is Lord.
You agree with that?
Yes.
My Jesus, I
I can feel the presence of Jesus.
I can sense His touch so divine. As He sits enthroned in His praises, how His love fills this new heart of mine. Oh, I can feel the presence of Jesus. I can sense His touch so divine. As He sits enthroned in His praises, how His love fills this new heart of mine. Oh, I can feel the presence of Jesus. I can sense His touch so divine. As He sits enthroned in His praises, how His love fills this new heart of mine. Oh, I can feel the presence of Jesus. I can sense His touch so divine. As He sits enthroned in His praises, how His love fills this new heart of mine. I can feel the presence of Jesus. I can sense His touch so divine. As He sits enthroned in His praises, how His love fills this new heart of mine.
Amen.
I have a word from the Lord. And He said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. And if this exhortation leaves you limp and not exciting you to praise the Lord, then it means that you have a hindrance to your rejoicing. And if you have a hindrance to your rejoicing, then the Lord would remind you that His yoke is easy and His burden is light. And so if you are burdened down with anything, then He will take that burden. He will carry it for you. He already did carry it for us. We do not have to be under these burdens. And the enemy has planted thoughts in our mind that would drag us down. And there are many evil emissaries buzzing around at this time of year, causing people to be depressed and thinking that they are deprived. And his plan, Satan's plan, to cause God's people to give up on the rejoicing and to be defeated and to be burdened down. And so the Lord is just exhorting us to rise above that and rejoice, for we have been blessed of all people and we have promises that are permanent. And praise the Lord for that.
Thank you, Lord, for your word. I have another word for you. In Mark 11, 22, 23, and 24, it says that have faith in God, for if you say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart, but believe what you said shall come to pass, you shall have whatsoever you ask. Amen. And whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for a glorious day today. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for having it your way. Amen. Have it your way, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We want to declare today that we serve not the baby in the manger, but we serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the risen Savior, the Almighty God, the Creator of heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. Who greater love had no man than this, that the man laid down his life for his friends. Hallelujah. Who came to seek and save that which was lost. Oh, he didn't come to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Hallelujah. And made himself of no reputation, taking upon himself the form of a servant. He became in the likeness of men. And being in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Even the death of the cross. And God high exalted him, and he gave him a name that is above every name, that in the name of Jesus every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. We serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the risen Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's none besides him. He is the only one. He is the Holy One of Israel. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. With our hands lifted up and our mouth full of praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, we will bless thee, O Lord. We will bless thee, Lord. And we thank you for a day of victory today, a day of excitement and a day of celebration, a day of rejoicing in the Lord and the power of his might. Hallelujah. Thank you for moving in the midst of us. We pray today, let your Holy Spirit have your way today. We pray in the name of Jesus. We ask you for the anointing upon the pastors. He will bring the message to us. Give him the freedom to preach and let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. And we want to say that this is the day that the Lord has made. And we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. For great is our God and greatly is he to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, that you also are provider. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are the God that shall supply all our needs according to your riches in glory. And you have supplied all our needs. And you are going to supply all our needs. And we want to thank you and we are grateful, Lord, for all the things that you've done. Oh, and all the things that you have in store for us. And we bless you, we thank you, we worship you with all our heart. We worship you in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Now today we want to give to the work of the Lord. We want to give with gladness. For God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always have all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Hallelujah. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for meeting the needs of this church. Every need we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Whether it will be taxes, whether it will be other expenses, you are going to meet all the needs because you are Jehovah Jireh. You are a provider. And we want to thank you and praise you this morning, O Lord, for mighty victory today. We pray that your name will be glorified today. Your name will be lifted up. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. Lord, we want to give you all the praise, give you all the glory and all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses His people to finance His work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that His people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
Prayer time, and we didn't have a lot of people here riding in today, so let me start with the oil prices today. The price of oil rose last week, $6.15 per barrel, ended up at $99.68 per barrel. There were no disturbances last week that warranted this climbing price, despite that the Iranian Navy had started a naval exercise to test how they can close down the shipping lanes in the Persian Gulf. Despite the rise in oil prices, the gasoline prices in California have kept falling due to high inventories. It is obvious that the price of oil is driven upward by the world government, which is using its large investment fund to drive up the price. There's only one thing to do, and that is to keep praying. So we're going to pray for that. Now, the time has come to start praying for rain in California. We've had a very dry fall, and we need to ask God to replenish our water supply. God was more than gracious to us during the last winter, and let's ask Him to bless us again, not because we deserve it, but because He's kind and gracious to His children. So today we're going to be praying for rain. And then we have this as an unspoken, actually an anonymous. One of our dear friends in Sweden has had some surges lately and is now recovering. He loves the Lord with all his heart. So I want us to lift up this brother to the Lord and ask that God will heal his infirmities and give him back his strength. The financial situation in the ministry had its up and down this last month. Some of our regular donors informed me that they were unable to help us out during the month of December due to different circumstances in their lives. This amounted to a heavy loss for the ministry. We lost more than $1,000 plus. God laid upon other people to give extra this month, and none of this extra money was earmarked for taxes. Because of this, we were able to pay the ongoing bills for the ministry. And for this, we are extremely thankful. So other people made up the difference, but it was not enough for the taxes. We had some money given for taxes last week, but we are still standing at 23%. That's all we've taken in, 23%, when it comes to our tax bill. There are now 6 days left of the year to meet this very urgent need, since we must pay our Social Security taxes. Please pray that God will bless His people that are affiliated with His ministry, so they will have some extra that they can give this coming week. 6 days left. So prayer warriors, please come on up.
Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for Your love for us, and we thank You so much for this message that we just heard about how we can respond to Your love in walking a holy walk. We pray that You would remind us of this as we go throughout the day, that You would remind us that we have You here with us so we can walk that holy walk. And we thank You that we can present these prayer requests before You, and You have an ear to hear. Thank You, Lord.
Father God, thank You for this day. Your word says in Hebrews 11, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And Lord, that tells me that we can believe and be sure that You will provide. We can see the provision before it ever lands. And we thank You for that, Lord. So we are applying that to this tax burden. And we thank You, Father God, that it is on the way, that it is going to be timely, and we just praise Your name for it. We thank You, Father, in advance that the provision has been made, and we just receive it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, we thank You for this day. We thank You, Lord God, that You're in charge of all things, and that You are taking care of the situation with the oil. And I believe that You're just wanting more people to come to You over this issue, to pray over this situation, and knowing that when there's more than one or two gathered together to pray over the oil prices, that You will act and You will do something mighty over the high prices that we pay at the pump. And Lord God, we come against the one world government that's instituting these high prices of oil, and how they want to charge enormous amounts of money when this stuff was put on this earth for a whole lot less. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, we lift up to You this man in Sweden who went through surgeries. And Father, we ask You for Your hand to come upon him. We pray for speedy recovery, Lord. We ask You to strengthen this man and give him, O Lord, the power and love and a sound mind. Thank You, Father, for bringing him back where he was, stronger than ever before, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And thank You for touching him, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus. And thank You, Father, for drawing. Let him draw nigh unto You, that You may draw nigh unto him. And let him, O Lord, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto him. And Lord, we thank You and praise You for what You are going to do in this man's life. And we give You all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
And Father God, we ask You to give rain in California and wherever needed. And in Your word, Your mighty man prayed for rain, and it rained. And I used to do Texas rain dances, but I don't do that anymore. I'm Indian, but I quit doing that. Now I pray to God, just like the man in the Bible, that you give us the rain that we need all over the nation as well as California. And we thank you and praise you that people are growing their own gardens. And we pray that the Food and Drug Administration cannot take the seeds from them, cannot take the food from them that they can grow in their own yards. They cannot find them and tell them that they're doing bad. We thank you for stopping that, that you allow the people to grow their own food when they can. And we just thank you and praise you for the rain to make the food grow. Give us a good garden this coming year, Father God, this winter. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and praise you for everything that you're doing in our lives, that we can call on you and you're going to answer it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you right now that these prayers are up on the altar. The smoke is going up, Father God, before you. And in due time, they will be answered. And we thank you for that, Lord. And we just praise you now. And we love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated.
Okay, we're going to take a couple minutes for testimonies. And I had something I wanted to share. As I was on my way in this morning, I was listening to a preacher, and he was talking about Jesus, who was born to die. Basically, that was his whole reason for coming to the earth, was to die in the place of man for the sins of man. So I wanted to establish that this day. And as we were singing earlier, that song that says, as he sits enthroned in his praises, that one line right there is critical, because the question comes, is Jesus worthy or entitled to sit enthroned in his praises? And the answer is yes. Worldwide praises from people across the globe, from people in heaven, and I believe also people in hell. Jesus is worthy to be praised. And that is actually his temple. He sits in the praises of mankind for what he has done for them. And also liked what I heard. I've thought about it many times. And it's that one scripture that says, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of all. And this preacher elaborated on it a little bit today. He says, you can bow the knee to Jesus willingly of your own free will while you're on this earth today. Or you can be forced to bow your knee if you end up in hell. But there is no option. You will bow your knee and you will confess that Jesus is Lord of all. And I believe that needed to be reiterated on this day. And I also really enjoyed that song. It says it all that we sang today. It says, there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. That's huge. And anyway, I'm thankful to be born again today. Okay, any other testimonies? Okay, let's see. Lois and then Natalia.
First, I want to thank everybody for praying for me, for my legs. They're getting better gradually, finally. So I made it today. But it's been a kind of a long haul. And thank you, Diane and Bob Cadle, for the ointment. They gave me some healing ointment. Bob drove all the way down to get it to me so that it would help me get well. But my testimony is about something else. Last week I took Dorothy Sharp, call her Dottie, to get a few groceries. She doesn't drive, and so she can't get out. She's less than 5 feet tall, and she's very heavy. Not her fault. She had cancer, a melanoma, and they pulled her endocrine system out. They just really messed her up. I mean his lymphatic system, excuse me. So she's retaining a lot of fluid and has a lot of physical problems with her body. And she wanted to take a little shortcut. They don't have a pathway that is easy for anybody who needs a wheelchair or has trouble walking or something. They've destroyed all the pathways, and they have to go in front of the cars that are parked and down a big curb. Well, she doesn't like to do that because they park up too close and you can't get through. So she went on the top walkway, came down through the garden, which is dirt, and it's not a steep slant, but it's sort of slanted, and it's too steep for her. Anyway, I had both purses, one on this side and one on the other side, carrying both of them were heavy, and I was following her. I was going to go around the cars, but I decided I better follow her because she might fall. So I reached out to grab her when I saw her losing her balance, and I said, "Oh, Dottie," and down she went. But I did catch a hold of her and break the fall. But I said, "Well, now I'm going to have to get you up." And she said, "You can't get me up. I know you can't, so don't even try." And I said, "Well, I have to, or I'll have to call 911. And just then, and I had looked around. The minute she fell, I looked around for help, and there was nobody. There was no trucks. There were no workmen. There was nobody. And it was a very clear day. Instantly, I see this giant of a man, a young man dressed in some kind of uniform, like he would be working for PG&E or a telephone company or something, in a hard hat. And he is a giant of a man, and he's dressed in what looks like absolutely brand new clothes, brand new hat, brand new everything. He walked up, and he said, "May I be of help?" And I looked up and I said, "Yes." I said, "You're an angel. We needed some." When I said, "You're an angel," he had the sweetest look on his face, and just his eyes just were like total understanding and total knowledge of you. It was just an amazing situation. Anyway, I at that point I wasn't sure it was an angel, but I sure thought he was acting like one. Well, he lifted her up so easily and just gently, and then made sure she was okay, and then he smiled again, and I said, "You really are an angel." And that same look came on his face, and he walked away, and then I looked up another instant, and he was gone. And there's still no truck there. There's still no. I know it was an angel. I can't prove it, but I just know it. So anyway, God took care of her, and he came instantly when I needed him, and she needed him, and it was just a wonderful thing. And sometimes she gets a little bit doubting. She's been through so much physical problems and so on. And I keep trying to reinforce her that just look to Jesus, because he has an answer for everything. And he will answer you. You just have to ask him. You can't just complain and grumble or, you know, fuss about things. You have to ask him. So she started asking him instead of fussing, and it's paying off.
Behold, God is my salvation. I'll trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation.
In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Who can tell what God can do? Who can tell what God...
I was love for you.
Who can tell what God can do? Who can tell love is love for you? In the name of Jesus, Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Who can tell what God can do? Who can tell love is love for you? In the name of Jesus, Jesus, we have the victory.
Amen.
Amen.
And of course, we give all the praise and glory to our Heavenly Father, and happy birthday, Jesus.
Okay, any more testimonies? I'm going to go ahead and close. Father God, thank you for this day. For our many blessings, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that you came to die in our place to give us eternal life. And it is something that your word says, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him. We don't even have a clue what's coming for us, Lord, as far as the magnificence of it all. But we thank you for it. We thank you for that great salvation. We give you praise. We thank you for safety for all of us as we go our ways. And we just praise your name for all things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's move on, there are greater things ahead. Let's press closer to Him and be Spirit-led. For our Lord, let's take a stand as we move throughout the land and build a church that our Lord is waiting for. Let's move on, there are greater things ahead. Let's press closer to Him and be Spirit-led. For our Lord, let's take a stand as we move throughout the land and build the church that our Lord is waiting for. Let's move on, there are greater things ahead. Let's press closer to Him and be Spirit-led. For our Lord, let's take a stand as we move throughout the land and build the church that our Lord is waiting for.